This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas court system is looking for Marshallese interpreters after the state's only interpreter decided to step down from that role after 13 years. There are about 12,000 Marshallese living in Northwest Arkansas, and Mara Simmons, the director of the Arkansas Administrative Office of Courts Interpreter Services, says it's the second most requested interpreter language in the state.
We have to interpret exactly what the witness has said, or the attorney or the judge, without adding, deleting, paraphrasing, or changing any of the meaning of it.
Simmons says there will be an orientation session tomorrow and Saturday for anyone interested in the job.
So it's almost like we're an echo, but we can change it from one language to the other.
Simmons says Friday's session at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale will consist of going over the role and ethics of an interpreter. And on Saturday, they'll move on to an English assessment exam.
It tests synonyms, antonyms, idiomatic expressions, sentence completion. It tests some of the ethical things that we have reviewed the day before, and basically general vocabulary.
From there, Simmons says, participants will move on to the Marshallese portion of the assessment.
It's a recorded test. You have 10 questions, and each of those questions is read to the candidate, and then the candidate basically gives you an interpretation of it in their language.
Simmons says qualified participants will then begin one-on-one training that includes learning legal terms and their suggested interpretations, as well as the three modes of interpretation referred to as consecutive, simultaneous, and side translation.
Consecutive means that whoever's asking the question or whoever's speaking at the time, the interpreter waits until the entire question is asked and then interprets it into the target language. In this case, let's say it was Marshallese. Then when the answer is provided in Marshallese, the interpreter waits until that answer is complete and then interprets it into English for the court.
Simmons says consecutive interpretation requires training in memorization and note-taking, as the interpreter needs to keep track of entire statements. Simultaneous translation takes place when the interpreter translates a speaker's words as they're speaking.
Simultaneously means that we have to catch every word that is being said, transferred in our brains in order to make sense to the person that we're going to be interpreting to. And that usually is about 140 words a minute.
And lastly, an interpreter uses side translation if the parties involved in the case need to translate a document. Simmons says interpreting is a full-time contract job, and testing, training, and certification can take anywhere from 6 months to a year. Registered interpreters make $40 an hour, while certified interpreters make $50. And Simmons adds interpreters play a crucial role in the judicial system, as due process can't be carried out without them.
But without interpreters, if you have someone who doesn't speak English or sign language, it's like not having a participation of the person who is supposed to be in trial or in the hearing.
Even when there is a Marshallese interpreter working in Arkansas, Simmons says they still rely on phone or video conferencing, and in some instances will fly interpreters in from other states because demand is so high. Interested candidates can find more information about required paperwork and registration fees on the Arkansas Administrative Office of Courts Interpreter Services website.